Hi. You there?
Yes. Hi, Judy. This is... Okay, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
We just went onto my Facebook page.
Okay.
You're saying about spam? How do you think it's that? What were you saying?
I'm not sure on your Facebook messaging if you see like unread or message request, but usually since this it's a business page, yeah, you should be able to see all of the messages. Okay,
well,
in the
I'm looking for messages.
What's that contact? That's not my phone number.
That's the other number they created, remember? Number they created.
So that number that's there will go through to me, that 728 number?
Yes, that is a call tracking, Laura. So when they contact that number, yeah, automatically the call will get forwarded to your number.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that is only used for advertising to measure, you know, this is for us to measure if the campaign is doing something. Okay. And to help track as well, so you can, you know, review the calls later, in the dashboard.
Huh? Where should I be on the Facebook page?
Judy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the
okay.
Where do you want me to look at? I'm not sure what I'm looking for here.
Okay. I think we should go back to the dashboard.
Okay.
Dashboard for you. Okay. Back in the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
And where shall I be?
Okay. So in the dashboard, you see their ad campaigns?
Not yet.
Yeah, you can go back to the home. Yeah, add campaigns and then choose Facebook ads.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it.
Okay. Okay, in there you should be able to see, the Facebook ads data, like the how many clicks you get, impressions, and also how many reach.
Well, interesting. What I'm seeing is just
an ad
for want to capture more customers. On the bottom, I see accredited business, Google partner.
Yeah, this is nothing. This is generic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, because I just went there to gather some data. Try again. Yeah, I'm able to load it here just fine on my end. Yeah, click on Add Campaigns and then Facebook Ads.
Refresh. All right, here we are. I got it now. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
It's 26. Impressions were 1884 and reaches 1138.
What does already mean? What does impressions mean?
And we spent $109.96. I don't even know. How did we spend that?
Okay. So, the Facebook Ads is a pay-per-click type of ad campaign, Judy, Laura. So, the impressions, Laura, that's the number of times, okay, your ads were on screen. Okay.
But let's back up. I'm not paying for any additional spending on top of the $300 a month.
This is already included in the bundle. So there is like a set budget, okay, every month for the Facebook ads. So, that budget will, you know, we stretch that, for a month, to make sure. Mm-hmm.
So that means that when it says 1,138 for reach, that means 11. What does that mean in English? That's how many people saw it.
Yes, that is right.
And what is impressions? 1,884. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the impressions is the number of times your ads were on screen.
On whose screen?
Mm-hmm.
On
on whose screens? So the 1884, is it, where am I going to see the relativeness of this? Am I going to look on Facebook page and see, that's it. Am I going to see that, what are people clicking on? For instance, I'm looking at, what the hell I'm looking at.
Okay. So how your ad appear, Laura, is it depends, okay, on the performance of the ad, but usually usually this appears like everywhere. So this is, it can sometimes appear like when you scroll on your in your Facebook, like in the homepage, and when you go to the marketplaces, or when people viewed a like a video or a reel video. Yeah.
So it, how it, would, mm-hmm. When would that appear on somebody's Facebook page?
It depends on the Facebook algorithm. Yeah, but it just appear everywhere. It's same thing with the Google ad, you know, it can appear randomly. But Facebook,
okay, I don't get it.
Now, both of us are a little lost in this, if you don't mind. So let's just go back to this what we started with officially first. We're looking at...
You want to go to the dashboard?
No. Northern Dell, so I'm at the dashboard. The dashboard says... There were 27 clicks. Out of the 27, we had 1,884 impressions. And we had 1,138 reaches. So that means we can't see what somebody else is clicking on or what they're seeing on their Facebook page, right?
You can actually see that, Jody. If you scroll down a little bit, yeah, you can see the Facebook ad preview.
I see step-by-step Facebook ads. So,
Oh, who even wrote this? I didn't even write this. Trust Laura Mandel to transform your home with thoughtful custom. Who wrote that? Oh, click on that.
Okay, so this, Laura, the one who wrote this is our team.
Okay.
But if you wanted us to change, you know, the wordings.
Yeah, I do. How do I do that?
Okay, you can, you see there is a request changes at the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you can hit on request changes and then you can enter, you know, the specific details of the changes that you want. Yeah. And about the pictures, if you're okay with the pictures being used, if you wanted to replace the photos,
they've got two of the same picture in there. They've got two of that brown kitchen. Same picture. Okay, take out picture. I told them that the other day.
All right, you want to do is you want to be on this page and you want to go to Facebook review as you scroll down. And then there's a page on the very bottom that says requesting change.
I'll help you do
so
that.
What you do is you say, please remove one of these pictures. And then you can then do new bullet points.
Yeah, that's what
copy
I
copy and paste this and then put it in the. And then we send that back on the changes, right? Right, George? And then what happens
to this
sale? All right, listen. I'm getting this. It's kind of work in progress with all this stuff. I am getting this. I do understand. As far as these minor details, and I do consider these to be minor, is there much else that we need to be concerned about on with you guys at this point to what we have to do?
Well, the reviews.
Well, we do the reviews. We've got those set up already.
That's well, easy. I will.
Yeah, that's easy to do. We have some work on us, but is there anything else that we need or should be doing before we get to the next, whatever that phase may be?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So one of the things that we do here as well, Judy, is, you know, we create content for your business, especially on the Google Business Profile. So, yeah, I need you to see the posts that we have created or posted so far, okay, to your Google listing. Do you see the post tab?
Okay.
Wait, so this is the post tab here. Yeah. So I'm going to click on that.
Okay. Right. Yes. So these postings, okay, we have a team, okay, that does this, okay. And if you wanted to customize, you know, how we describe or how we put the details, yeah, you can actually review and, you know, you have option to edit it.
Right. So I see the pencil. I see the pencil here. So April 1st, we haven't come to April 1st yet, but April 1st is an ad going out that's going to say, with a picture brighten up your winter with a splash of color, blah, 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 blah. They're basically all the same thing. But so we can go into these, we can go into these pieces here and put this pencil.
They have the same pictures.
I get that, but this is about to happen, and this you can erase. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if we want to, so Joyce, while we're here, if I want to erase one of these, this one is going to happen.
This is a better picture.
Yeah, this one happened today. See, this is March 11th. It's irrelevant. It happened today. All right? So
you're sending up.
This is going to go out. So all we do, if we want to erase a particular one, we just hit the trash can, right?
Yes, that is right.
I've got more pictures, though, that could go out.
Yes, and we'll do that. That's okay. But if I wanted to address a couple of things, I could. Okay.
Can they use more pictures from my website?
We can do that, Laura. So, for that one, yeah, I can manually request that, like every week, okay, to our team. Yeah.
I kind of want to see what the copy is before it gets published. This is,
Sure. Yeah, I can request that as well to send you to.
Once it gets done, then it'll be better. You know, this is from my older website, but.
Okay.
Yeah,
to send you the preview, right? Or, yeah, to send you the preview before posting.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. I'd like to look at the picture. I would like to look at what they're saying, absolutely, before they post it. And then I will, hopefully in 2 weeks, I'll have a new website.
What's it called again? The company's one?
Local Splash, what are you talking about? It's right here.
And also for pictures on a website, Laura, sometimes pictures could appear like smaller on the website. there are some pictures that we can like easily download, but sometimes, you know, after we download it, like it really ruined the picture quality. Yeah.
All right. I'll have to decide that.
But I've seen that with talking about. So it's very, so we can go into these posts and rechange, you know, address the verbiage on this very easily. So I see, for instance, the last one was done this morning at 11, it's happening at 5 o'clock GMT, whatever this, wherever that is. So it's happening today in about an hour. Okay. So we can't change, that's fine. And then the next one after that is going to happen on March 18th and March 25th and April 1st. So these are the ones that are coming up. You have four or five of them coming up.
But I've got others I want to put.
Yeah, and we can do that. We'll take the pictures that we took, the ones of you and Adrian and
I can't do those.
Yeah.
I've got pictures on my website already.
All right, so this is good. This is good, Joe. So far we've covered reviews, we've covered ad campaign, we've now covered posts. Is there anything else we should be doing at this point before we
Judy. Yeah, that is all. So basically everything, you know, like fine-tuning the keywords and to make sure, okay, that we could really appear, okay, or, yeah.
So Brett, let me just make some quick notes. I'm cutting you off. I apologize. But
it's okay.
So we have across the top, we have ad campaign, we have reviews, and we have posts. All right, and underneath these, under ad campaigns, you want to hit the Facebook ads, right? You want to go to Facebook ad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're really looking at.
Yes.
And by doing Facebook ad, we're going to see the active numbers, and then if we scroll down further, we can request
changes.
Request changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have that. Then we go back to the top and we hit the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We know that about. But if I want to do the review, I can do request template.
Yep.
Save.
Mm-hmm.
Then request review. Okay, fine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, posts are pretty straightforward. I can go in there and using the pencil, mm-hmm. use pencil, change post. Now the only thing I was having trouble with was if I wanted to change a picture on the post. So if I wanted to change a picture on the post.
You can't. They have to add a whole new picture with new work.
Right. Okay.
I just want them to take new pictures from my website.
Okay.
Pictures from my website.
Right. If new picture.
They're going to do it and then send it in for approval.
We have to communicate.
Well, yeah, Joyce, you're going to put down that they're going to send me the picture and request for approval.
Yes, yes, that is right. Mm-hmm.
So this is excellent, Joyce. I see what's going on. I want to catch this all. So the three areas, just in summarizing, the three areas we talked about today was ad campaigns, specifically Facebook ads only, not Google ads, some of the other stuff. We talked about the review section on how to look at the view reviews as they are, and also how to
send out
making the customized reviews. Talk that, and of course, on posts we saw what we see, and it allows us to address any future posts that are coming up. So,
yes.
Even though it's up today, we really probably can't make any changes on this at this particular point. But moving forward, we can move on to the 18th, 25th, and the 1st. And I assume after the first, there'll be other posts that will be going out there, and we can create a post by going into one of these things. As an example, I can go in and do it, and if there's a thing here, it's like a pink trash can on one. If I take the trash can and I put another picture in there, that is not advisable, or it is advisable.
It's advisable.
It is, so we can do that.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good. So if I have another picture that we feel is good that we want to put in there, we can put that picture and then you would then siphon that or pretty much program that into the future. And whether this
yes.
be a future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I think I heard a lot that you tried to get across. Did I do a good job?
Yes, you're doing a good job, Jody, taking notes of everything.
I guess I just want to get these reviews out.
All right. Joyce, until next time, I think we're good.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Oh, you're very welcome, Laura. And there is also I wanted to, discuss with you. We have already discussed about the reviews, Facebook ads, right? So I just want to let you know that we are also done with the, content creation and directory submission as part of brand awareness and online exposure. As you know, it's not just on Facebook, it's not just on Google, that we help promote your business. Okay, we also help promote your business on Yelp and Bing Places. So Bing Places is very similar to Google listing. Okay. There are some people that uses Bing search. So yeah, we wanted to utilize that directory. Okay. So we could get more exposure. So a few things to keep in mind about the placement or the ranking. Ranking takes time and it requires consistency. Okay. It's normal not to see the immediate changes. but we're building a strong foundation here. What you can do now, which is what you're already doing, okay, is to, like, yeah, continue gathering positive reviews, okay, as it can help influence the visibility, your credibility, and also conversion potential. You can, if there are fresh photos that you wanted to share with us, feel free to upload them. Okay, you can upload them directly to your dashboard. And to upload it, you can go to the business info section. It's just right next to the post tab. And then, look for the media. Yeah, that's where you can upload the fresh photos, okay, of your work. We encourage you to regularly log in to your dashboard, okay, so you can help monitor the traffic and conversions in real time. And now, by the way, if you ever get leads from Facebook, you should be able to receive both email and text, okay, notifying you about the lead information. And it happens to leads that comes from other platforms as well, like, for example, Google Business Profile, you know, if someone contacts you there, you will be notified. Okay. And then, we have laid out the SEO foundation here, Laura. Okay. We will be shifting more focus onto the content strategy, local SEO enhancements, you know, fine tuning the, everything, the keywords. Okay. And, if any goals or business priorities arise, you know, we can tailor, okay, the next phase accordingly. We will keep you updated through monthly reports, okay? And, okay. Let me know if you have any questions for me.
Well, you know that I will. I've been getting calls every single day from Yelp that they want to talk to me about my listing. Is that you guys or is that somebody else? Every day I get a woman and a man calling me about Yelp, and I haven't called them back yet.
Oh, okay. I don't think it's from Local Splash, Laura. Like, did they talk about, what?
I just want to talk about my listing. I'm so overwhelmed with work and getting this up to speed that I haven't even talked to anybody, but I just didn't know who they were, and I can't get involved with somebody else right now, so maybe I just want to call you back.
Okay. I don't, because I check here as we speak. Because I can see the history of people that calls you, and I don't see one of our team reach out to you about the Yelp. But yeah, it's probably some other company, okay? You know, trying to, maybe they're trying to sell something to you, okay? All maybe, right. You know, some sort of like special services. Only available on Yelp, But we're doing the optimization on Yelp, okay? So
right now, my focus is to get these reviews out, and the way I'm going to judge at the end of the day if this is working for me is if I can get even 2 new clients at the end of this couple of month trial, then I will definitely extend it. But if I don't get any clients, I mean, once everything's up and running, then I, you know, then it's a big investment for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, Laura. Yes.
But you've been wonderful, and you've been very patient. And I promise you, this is not. I'm really a good interior, but computer stuff is not my thing. That's my anyway,
you're good, Laura. You know, there are things that we're not good at. There are things that we're good at. Me, you know, I'm not good at interior designing. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. I'm gonna try to go in now and get these. I gotta get these reviews out because I'm, simultaneous. And then once I get my website ready, then I'll probably call you back and you'll tell me how to get it over.
Sure.
And you can substitute the new one.
Yes. Sure, Laura. Yes. I would like to remind you, okay, that your billing days is every 9th of each month. Okay, if you wanted to make updates to the account, there is a 3 days. Cancellation rule in place, okay? You can give us a call at least 3 days before your billing, okay? And
does my first month contract end? Was it like February, March, April?
So there is a 3-month lock-in.
Yes. When the lock-in ends, I guess is what I want.
Yeah, so yeah, you sign up with us February the 9th. So you've been with us for 1 month now, okay?
So if I want to not do this anymore, then I'll have to let you know by what date? Like April 5th?
Not April. February, March. April. Yeah, April.
April, 3 days before the expiration date. So April 5th is what you're saying? I'm just trying to understand what the date is.
Okay, me. Yeah, because there should be at least 3 payments made already. So, not April, May 9th.
So if I don't want to continue, I have to let you know before May 9th, and then the payments
yes.
will stop. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct. Yeah, and there will be no, early termination fee will be applied. Yeah.
That's fine. I know I'm going to...
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I haven't even started anything yet, really. So if I get any business out of it, we'll see how that goes. All mm-hmm. right, thank you.
Yes. All right. Yeah, we will stay on top of this, Laura. If there's anything that we need to discuss with you, we'll let you know. And if you have any questions, just feel free to reach out again.
You got it. Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome, Laura. Thank you so much as well to Judy. You both have a good one. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.